We're going to talk now a little bit more about the refusal for a major planning project for Tralee. 235 housing units at Listlouse in Tralee. With me on the line is Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy. Councillor Mikey Sheehy, we heard from the Mayor of Care of Tralee earlier on announcing his disappointment with this, very frustrated at the reason as to why this has been done, or the single reason given by Emperor Panola. This is all to do with the Northern Relief Road in Tralee. What's your reaction?
That's right, Kerry. Thanks for having me on. I suppose, look, this is the second blow that on board Panola have delivered in Tralee and in North Kerry over the last 12 months. I suppose the first refusal was regarding the Shannon LNG project, which promised to give some sort of energy security nationally to Ireland, but also to bring a huge level of jobs and construction jobs to North Kerry and Listowel at the time. The second blow obviously came last Thursday when news started to filter through that 235 units, like you said, in Listlouse and Tralee have been refused by the board. Now, this is at a time, right? Obviously, when we've had some hugely positive announcements in Tralee and from North Kerry, specifically in terms of the expansion of the MTU, the 20 million euro investment up there, and also the 330 million euro investment that Astellas are undertaking alongside the MTU, alongside Alderwood Road in Tralee. That promises to deliver over about 600 jobs over the course of the construction of that unit. And obviously there are concerns at a time when we are lacking housing supply. There's no two ways about that. But the fact that the board have now come back and, in my eyes, made a decision on a blunder, basically, from what I see regarding the Northern Ring Road, is absolutely devastating to the town and to North.
How do you mean a blunder? Whose blunder?
The board themselves, Jerry, if you dive deep into the planning application, if you take a step back to when this application was first lodged with Kerry County Council, it was lodged through the LDA process, where housing providers collaborate with local authorities throughout the country in order to fast-track planning applications. And that's something that's been delivered by our Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, in order to try and cut through some of the bureaucracy and red tape to deliver housing supply that is badly needed. Now, my reading of the decision from last Thursday was that Emperor Panola have rejected this application on the basis that they had not taken into account the Northern Relief Road. That's despite the fact that it had been addressed by the developer and by the council, and was also acknowledged by the onboard Planola inspector. So in my view, that is a blunder, and I'll be calling on onboard Planola to explain their decision in further detail, because this blunder, in my eyes, is going to cost Tralee and every other town in Kerry who are crying out for housing at the moment. It's going to cost them 235 units at a time that we need housing more than ever. Tralee MD has been really progressive, and I have to give kudos to Kerry County Council in this regard. In terms of delivery of social housing units in the Tralee Municipal District, we've been an outlier. We've made huge provisions in that space, but unfortunately we're not matching the demand in terms of affordable housing, which I spoke directly to Minister Dara O'Brien about when I met him on Monday morning, in terms of the affordable housing space that I feel the Kerry County Council should be more proactive on, and I have been pushing them on it, but also in terms of the provision of private housing in Tralee. The Tralee has been started. You actually noted it yourself earlier on the show, Jerry. This would have been the largest development of private housing in Tralee in a number of decades. And just before I go any further, I just want to say as well, obviously every individual has the right to object or make submissions on any planning application that is provided for. But in the initial grant decision that was made by Kerry County Council, there was actually over 30 conditions attached to the planning application that the planners locally felt had dealt with concerns by locals. Now look, like I said, everyone has the right to object, but I just feel that this decision was based solely on the Northern Relief Road, which in my eyes was accommodated and considered in the planning application day one.
Yeah, and look, the Relief Road is one of the limited number of strategic regional and local road improvement schemes being undertaken under National Development Plan. It's, you know, phase A of the scheme. A number of event works have been completed. The works on the Big River Bridge are nearing completion, and Kerry County Council then plan to progress the mainline works with a view to completing phase A in 2024. That's the up-to-date on the Relief Road, and the road itself is one that involves the construction of 1.2 kilometre section of single carriageway between the existing Ford's Cross roundabout and a new proposed roundabout at the intersection between the R556 and the L6507. So that's what it's there for. That's what it's going to do. You have to be cognizant when putting in this number of houses, the roads and the impact on roads in the area. So you have to forward plan. Saying that that has been accounted for by both the developer and Kerry County Council, and you can't understand why Bor Pinola aren't recognising that.
And Jerry, just a point that I already made as well, it's been accounted for by three individual bodies, the housing provider, Kerry County Council Planning Department, but also in terms of the on-board Pinola inspector themselves. The board actually went against the inspector, which is a key point again, in my eyes.
This is going to cost, really what this is going to cost, I suppose it's going to cost money, but it's also, particularly in the context of the housing, it's going to cost time. So what can be done about that, notwithstanding the developers saying they're going to go in again and start the process all over again because they're committed to the project?
And look, and in terms of that housing provider, that shows a huge commitment to Tralee and to the provision of private housing in Tralee. And I suppose, look, Jerry, I noted as well the fact, obviously, we're delighted to have that Estelis development in Tralee. But in terms of our town, in terms of how that collaboration how the collaboration is going to be utilised going forward in terms of individual bodies. So Kerry County Council have a role to play in this in terms of planning, in terms of road infrastructure, in terms of services, obviously then housing providers in terms of their ambition, but the key point you just made it there, it's going to be the timing in around this is going to knock a project of this size and scale back between 12 to 18 months, no doubt, and obviously there's going to be time, jobs and economic development attached to that. And my biggest frustration on this is the fact that the board are now stifling, in my eyes, economic development and also the provision of housing in Tralee and North Kerry.